Dr. Ventry, please.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good evening, Mr. President. How are you, sir?
I appreciated your comment. I just saw it on the wire.
Well, I just think this is one of the most thrilling days, certainly in 50 years, not 40.
Well, you've been writing about this, and you probably were aware we've been working on this for about 2 or 3 months, but we had to hold everything close, because if anything had come out on us, then they would have raised prices and run on the dollar and everything. We had to do it all at once, you know.
You certainly did. I think you're going to get the reaction that you talked about.
How will it be in the business community, in your opinion, Pierre?
Very favorable, sir.
You think they'll...
This is what they've been waiting for. They need the investment credit desperately in some form.
Right.
They need the most critical fact is, believe it or not, your own personal involvement.
Right.
They need to know that.
Right.
They've been worried stiff about European competition.
Right. And Japanese.
So that is, of course, really been killed.
Right.
And they see no hope.
Well, we.
I think tonight's talk and what you did on the gold front, the income tax thing, and the fact that you're going to propose more tax measures, and that you're giving private enterprise some real hope, you're going to see the effect very rapidly, and I think very favorably.
Well, we'll work on it. We're going to really dig in on this thing now. Well, I've appreciated, Connolly told me about the long talk he had with you and the rest, and you can be sure you had a great influence on us.
Well, thank you for saying that.
We paid attention, don't worry.
Well, the only, as you well know, as I wrote you sometime.
Yeah, I know.
I want to be back in.
Well, I appreciate it, and we got to make it work, Pierre.
Yes, sir.
And we will.
And I give you my word, no more recommendations for my clients to raise their prices.
Okay, boy. All right.
Bye-bye, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.